Five Deuce 52. Woo. Man, it feels like every episode that we do, it's a milestone from here on out. At least that's how I look at it. Back again with the guys, James, Greg. How's it going?
Here another week, living, dying, all the above.
We are recording out of our normal routine. I was asleep 10 minutes ago.
Why you make it seem like it's like we're throwing the routine off?
It is my fault, yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I'm always the first one to take the blame if it's my fault, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. We had a professional development today at work, and you know, we talked about whenever shit's going right, it's ownership. Whenever shit's going wrong, it's blame. I'm not gonna say which side of the line Greg stands on, but it's not ownership.
I own it both at work, bro. Every time, because I be getting in trouble. My boss is real sensitive, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So her idea of getting in trouble is a lot different than my idea of getting in trouble. Like, I need HR to come in and take away my paycheck, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll feel like I'm actually in trouble. But her idea of getting in trouble is just a strong word that she doesn't like, you know what I mean? Any word in the email, she doesn't like it. She's upset about it. So I guess I got chewed out in one email, and she came in here and she's like, "You handled yourself really well. That was a really tough email." I was like, I thought it was a normal email. I was just
wait. She came into you to talk about the email she sent back to you?
No. It was from my regional boss. I have an on-site boss, and then I'm overseen. Is that a word? Overseen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By a regional finance boss. So. The regional finance boss is the one that was talking shit to me, allegedly. I thought it was just her telling me to do something, but my boss made it seem like I just got my ass chewed out. So
Greg's used to the abuse.
Yeah.
I was like, look, I guess my skin's a little thicker.
I was just thinking, like, if that the audacity of her to like talk shit to you through the email and then come back to you and like, hey, you handled yourself very well with that email.
Hey, you held your shit together, little homie.
Imagine,
I really pressed you in that email, but you did all right.
I'd be so pissed.
Greg's just teary-eyed. last episode, he doesn't have caffeine. He just wakes up depressed, so you got to be careful with this guy.
Man, that's crazy.
Well, we're getting right into it, fellas. I was telling James before we started recording, I try to be mindful of whenever I'm driving around and a thought comes to me that I think would make an interesting topic for the show. And so on my drive to work, I passed by several different small businesses that I think, you know, how the hell are they still open? So it brings me to this question. What businesses, and you don't have to get specific, but, you know, in general, do you believe are fronts, you know, like money launderers? So one example I'll give are like laundromats. And some of them I think are actually functioning laundromats. But I also think that some are used as cover-ups. So what other types of businesses come to mind for y'all that you think are doing some shady shit behind the back or in the back of the building?
Bahama Bucks.
Bells.
Yeah, Bahama Bucks, bro. How are you a year-round snow cone shop, bro?
That's true. I don't see anybody in that drive-through parking lot either.
The same thing could be said for Wiener Schnitzel. How do you sell hot dogs year-round and survive?
Yeah. What do you mean, bro? You can eat a Wiener Schnitzel anytime you want, bro, but...
I don't think so.
Nah, snow cone is more of a summer product. You telling me I can't eat a chili cheese dog because it's December? Ain't no way, bro. I'm going to get about four.
You can't eat a chili cheese dog from Wiener Schnitzel. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Wiener Schnitzel is a gift from the Germans, I think. I think we beat the Nazis in World War II, and as a peace treaty, they said, Wiener Schnitzel, here you go.
Punishment.
That's how they've been getting back at us all these years,
right? Wiener Schnitzel. That's crazy.
So what did you say, James?
Bells. This is because I saw Bells Sunday, and I'm like, bro, I thought all these Bells were like closed. So I was so confused when I saw one. So I'm like, what are you still doing open? Ain't no other reason. Drugs.
There was one in Littlefield, and so you know we started getting ready to go back to school shopping, and before we'd go to Lubbock, my aunt would take us to Bell's, and boy, that shit was lame as hell. The stuff they had in Bell's, it should have just been next door in the damn alcove, if we're being honest. Shout out Alco, RIP, another store that was gone. But just to go back to the original question, mattress stores, not furniture stores, just mattress stores. Dry cleaners. Some nail salons.
24-hour massage places. Why are you 24 hours?
For people like you, James.
Nah, not for me. I don't be there.
Well, you know you're the girl for the happy ending. Let me get to number seven.
Nah, because it's that one by Firehouse. So I think that one's open 24 hours.
What's the problem?
I'm just saying, bro. Ain't no reason to be open 24 hours, but hey, get out how you live.
You just wake up 3 a.m., need a massage, you just drive on over and get one.
Yeah, just drive over there.
You fall asleep in an awkward position, you wake up with a little back pain, it's conveniently open at 4 a.m.
I don't know. If I'm the massage person, I'm kind of questioning why you coming over here at 4 a.m. Like, why am I here?
I fell asleep watching the phone again.
Speaking of watching the phone, have y'all ever had that motherfucker slip through and hit you in the head?
Yes.
Yes, last night it happened to me. I was pissed.
Yeah, the quick reflexes.
Nah. That's because I was falling asleep. I was watching this Twitch streamer. She was playing, y'all remember that game Hunt Showdown?
Hunt Showdown?
Yeah, it was fucking, I thought it was fire for a little bit. But it's real, like it's like a Fortnite type situation where it's a, you know, they put you in a world and you got your gun, you got your little loadout, and it's all in like the 1800s. So the terrain's like swampy, your guns are old, there's zombies, and like you're supposed to recover a bounty and get out of there alive. But other teams are also trying to get the same bounty and they're trying to kill you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I never heard of this game.
It's pretty good game, bro. They won awards for like most realistic sounds and things like that. I thought it was good. And then, you know, the PC players took over. I couldn't fucking do a fucking thing on that game after a while.
I remember now. Y'all used to play this right on the PS4, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I used to play and then the PC people took over.
Yeah.
Now you load in and get shot immediately.
With the musket.
Because yeah. I remember you trying to get me on this game, but I couldn't get it because I didn't have a PS4.
It's a good game. Anyway, I was watching the stream last night because Lewis brought it up yesterday. He's like, should we play Hunt again? I was like, bro, I fucking wish. I was like, well, let me just check it out and see what's going on. Drop the fucking phone on my forehead, bro. I was pissed, dude.
And you got a Samsung phone, so that's basically like dropping a TV.
Yeah, shit was like a brick, dude. I said, fuck. I was like, I invented concussion protocol. I texted my boss. Questionable for work tomorrow.
I just dropped my phone on my head. I think I got a concussion. Do I have to work tomorrow? I forgot.
I might not make it in.
I'm experiencing crazy symptoms.
Yeah,
that's worse, man.
I think I've done it like 3-4 times, and then now anytime I do it, I just like just catch like my ear or something. I'm just like, bro, I need to get like just one of them things that hold it so I could just have it just looking at me instead of
I saw that it goes around your neck, right? And then
yeah,
you just pop it up. It's almost like those harmonica holders.
Mm-hmm.
I said I definitely need one because there'd be times where I'm feeding my daughter and I just like it's 3 a.m and I want to watch something, but I gotta hold the bottle and I gotta hold her, so sometimes I just pop her bottle up against my chin. But that bottle be slipping, and then we got a whole lot of problems. But yeah,
RP on my forehead. Tell you that.
I stopped trying to dodge it, bro. I just headbutt trying to meet it before.
That's crazy. Hell nah. Jessica sent us a question. I guess it's not. I guess yeah, it'll be a question. What would be your go to struggle meal since things are getting wacky out here? What would you go for? She said her struggle meal was bologna with ketchup.
What the fuck?
Wait, that's it?
I guess it with bread too.
Oh, like okay. I was like,
yeah, my fault.
That's a struggle meal, bro. I would at least get some bread.
Have we not talked about this on the pod before?
A struggle meal?
Yeah.
We might have, but maybe not in this context.
I'm just trying to remember if we have a deja vu. My bad. I mean, we can talk about it again. I got a good struggle, man. I'm just saying. I thought we.
I don't think we have. But go ahead.
Growing up, I've said it before. I spent a lot of time with my grandma's. I'd get home from school, and sometimes she wouldn't have no lunch meat, bro. So I would just eat bread and Doritos. That'd be my sandwich. Bottom bread, Doritos, top bread. And if she hits, I don't care, bro. If she hits.
I've heard of that with potato chips, like plastic maize. But with Doritos, you can never tell, man. You bite into a Dorito wrong and your mouth is all kinds of fucked.
You're going to stab the top of your mouth.
Yeah, life's a risk.
That is a struggle meal. I think mine would be, I may sound bougie, but like a fried Spam sandwich. Fuck with Spam heavy. Fried bologna sandwich. You can tell I was a fat ass kid because I was eating them with fried food. But we used to make fried egg sandwiches, but now eggs are out the wazoo. So scratch that. And then my last one, I know I've listed a couple, but I love these things. You get like a hot link, them cheap ass hot links. Mm-hmm. Throw them bitches in a pan, slap that on a piece of bread with some mustard. Boy.
That's what I was going to say. Just one of them cheap ass hot links or some weenies or whatever. Just fry them up. Do that. My mom, she used to do like with the, I guess it's kind of just a basic like a quesadilla. She would like butter the corn tortillas and then throw them on the pan or whatever. And then she would get like some shredded cheese, but it's like good shredded cheese. So it melted nice. Mm-hmm. And just do that. And I'm going to shit slap.
No government cheese?
No government. That's the one thing we spend the money on is a good cheese.
I think I've talked about that on the podcast before, how P had to fix that bad habit of mine. I bought cheese one time and made burgers. I made burgers on the grill, put the cheese on, put the lid on, took the lid off. After a couple minutes, cheese still looked the same. So she's like, you're going to have to just splurge a little bit and get some meltable cheese. And since then, I haven't looked back. So shout out my wife.
Gotta get that good cheese, man. Can't get that nasty stuff.
Yeah. Wait, what's the nasty stuff and what's the good stuff?
I mean, the nasty shit that I was buying was, like, if you get the United brand cheese, the slices.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit's not going to melt. I mean, it'll melt, but it's going to take some time. It doesn't melt the way cheese should melt. Now I just get, like, Kraft or whatever.
Like, the great value from Walmart, too. But Walmart got two different, like, cheap cheeses. They got the great value one and then a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are trash.
Both not melting.
Yeah, they not melting. The second one, though, not the great value, but the second one, no matter what you do, it ain't going to melt. But you'd be lucky if you can even bite into it.
Play disc golf with that bitch.
Yeah. Be careful with that.
We're going to post that one on the Instagram. I'm in a bullshit-ass workshop tomorrow for work, so I'll find some pictures, throw it up on the Instagram, because I'm curious. And also, like James said, shit's getting sideways out there, so there's no telling what my lunch and dinner menu is going to look from here on out. I'm glad my daughter's not eating table food because she'd be having to fight me for my plate.
Go just throwing fisticuffs.
Yeah, well, she'd lose too because I got the reach and the weight advantage.
That's crazy. So there's this story that I heard on the radio. And I don't know if it's true or not because I'll try to look it up on Google and stuff and I couldn't find an article or nothing. So I'm going to just tell y'all it. But I don't even know if it's true. So allegedly. So this doctor and a patient, the doctor found out that the dude has a tumor in him. It's not like cancer or nothing, but he just has a tumor. And like, all right, we're going to go into surgery, take it out. We good to go. So they go into surgery. They're taking the tumor out. Doctor accidentally cuts himself. And the patient's blood, of course, gets on his hand and blood. And a few weeks or months or something go by and on his hand he starts growing a tumor. And I don't know how true it is or not, but apparently like since that blood that the patient's blood got onto his, like he grew that tumor and stuff and they had to cut it out on his. But my thing is, and I it's not, it shouldn't be funny, but are you passing cancer from a fight? Like
number one, if this is true, right? I'm gonna operate on hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm answering the question correctly. Are you asking, would we do it intentionally? Like, if I knew I had it, would I, like, cut myself and spit blood on somebody?
If not spit blood, but, like, say, like, you just cut, like, your knuckle or something. It's like, all right, bro. We have to throw hands. And,
oh, that's a crime, like, right?
I'm assuming so, more than likely. Yeah. But they don't know you had that. But at the same time, like, Are you gonna be a bitch and bitch out from this fight, or are you just like, you know what, fuck it?
Nah, man. I think if I knew what my blood was capable of, I'd probably put myself in a bubble. But yeah, if you know you got something and you don't tell another person, regardless if it's a fight or not, like, you could be charged with some shit. Just like if you spit on somebody, that's a different type of assault because it's bodily fluid and it can cause other types of damage. I'm not gonna get into the legality aspect of it. So Greg, you can give James your answer.
I know y'all see my little tagline there underneath my name.
He's all about it.
I'm biting the fuck out of my hand like I'm trying to turn into a Titan boy. Punch somebody.
That's wild.
You want to see something?
Why is he biting himself?
For the blood, but every time Aaron Yeager bit himself, that shit was just blood.
Nah, he'd be biting the shit out of himself.
Yeah, I don't know if I can bite myself and break skin, just keeping it a buck.
Nah, that you watched all the AOT, right, G?
Yep.
Okay. That one where he can't turn into the Titan and he's just gnawing on his hands.
Yes, bro.
And I'm like, nah, bro. I'm going to be a Titan.
Taking chunks out.
Yeah.
So if it doesn't happen the first time, man, you might just give it up.
Yeah.
That's when Hannes died, right? I just saw that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to save Hannes and he's trying to turn into the Titan. He couldn't do it because he already transformed like 3 times that episode.
Man's ran out of juice. So hold up, James. Are you like Greg? Are you going to be pepper spraying people with your nasty blood?
That's crazy. Nah, I might have to just like, all right, bro. We're gonna throw some gloves on and then we can throw hands. Because if I get this on you, it ain't gonna be good for you or me.
Nah, to hell with. If it's just blood, that's one thing. But if it was any type of bodily fluid, I just walk up to him like lick a tongue and just ah,
yo,
lick the back of his neck and run off.
What's growing on my neck?
Got him. Say, hey, let me shake your hand real quick, buddy.
I will say, I don't believe that story, though, bro. You can't just get tumor blood on you and grow a tumor. That's not how that shit works. It must have been something else.
That's what I'm saying, because I heard the story, and then I was Googling, searching. I couldn't find an article or anything about it, so I don't know how true it was or what, but that's radio.
Typical James Republican behavior spreading false information.
Oof. Okay. I wanted to talk about Black people.
Oh.
And unfortunately it's not for good reason. So have y'all heard the new Bruno Mars and Sexy Red song?
Oh, I was gonna bring this up. Go ahead.
I've heard clips on Twitter, but not this one.
And that's the extent that I've heard or watched. we can share thoughts on those in just a moment. But then I want to segue that into the Don Julio and Popeyes collab. So just get your mind in that mode. So we'll start off with...
What mode?
Child, please. You know what mode.
let me get real Southern real quick. All right.
The Bruno Mars and Sexy Red song. I was talking to P about it, and she brought up the point of people were saying, you know, if you know Bruno Mars and if you listen to the 24 Karat Magic album, this isn't new. This isn't a surprise by any means. I think what people are thrown off by are the fact that how blunt these lyrics are and just how out there they are. Granted, I know it's Sexy Red, which fuck her and her Republican ass. But what are your thoughts on the song, number one? And then number two, how much trouble is Bruno Mars in that he has to resort to this type of low in his career?
Well, I mean, you listen to a lot of his other songs. I mean, it's nothing different. It's just more blunt about it, like you said. Oh, excuse me. But I just don't like that it's with Sexy Red. That's my only issue with it. And I don't think it's that great of a song either way. Even with Bruno Mars on it, I just think it's just eh. But if you listen to, like, Versace on the Floor, fuck, what's the other song? I can't even think of his songs right now, but he's all like freaky in them, but I think this one's just more direct about it. And I mean, that is what it is.
Greg, have you heard it in your strip club yet?
No, I have not. Like I said, just here and there on Twitter, I don't know, man. It kind of sounds like something he would do. I feel like he's been on the wrong side of the fights lately. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he outed as a Zionist recently? Am I mistaken here?
Was he?
I thought he was. I mean, I thought he was supporting the people that James always bleeps me out when I talk about.
Hey, I'm just looking out for you.
No, it's probably for the best. But I'm pretty sure he was. So I mean, it's in line for him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I mean, I mean, he did the song with Cardi B. What was it? That's What I Like remix. That shit was fire. Mm-hmm. That shit was super fire. Was it that song? It wasn't that song. It was the other one. Which one? Anyway, he did that song with Cardi B. It was fire. I think he tried to strike gold twice, and maybe he missed this time. A lot of people that I've seen posted like it though. So I mean, maybe we're just getting old and hating.
Or
you
need to stop fucking with them people.
Me.
If the people that are liking it, you need to ask yourself, are those people you want to be around?
I mean, it's been the women folk, bro. They say it gets them going.
You do want to be around them. Never mind.
Which one we do, bro?
I didn't teach them. I didn't find myself enjoying the song personally, but I'm also one of those people where if I don't fuck with the artist, which I struggle to call her an artist, then I'm going to hate the song beforehand. You know, The Weeknd's my favorite artist, and he has a song with Ariana Grande, whatever the hell her name is. And I don't listen to it just because I hate her ass. So, I mean, it could be a really good song, but I skip it every time. Anyway.
It's not great.
Yeah. See? So moving on, right? So we got these two individuals kind of trending in a poor way for Black people of color, minorities. And then amidst the shitty 8 days to today that we've had that have been unfolding before us, we have to deal with Don Julio and Popeyes trying to bring the world together. And whenever I say the world, it's a very small, specific world that they're targeting. They have you seen specifics on it? Do you know what the collab is? And just speculate on what you think it is and if it's going to be like the Popeyes chicken sandwich all over again.
I couldn't find any like real what it could be, but I'm assuming like some of these Popeyes are gonna have like a sidebar and open and service Don Julio. That was my thought. Or they like, I don't know, marinate some of the chicken in Don Julio. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with this. I don't understand it, but that's just my assumptions.
That is correct. Yes. We have an exclusive. I got the menu right in front of me right now.
Okay. Breaking news.
We got a tequila marinated chicken concha sandwich, tequila marinated chicken filet fried in Popeye's signature buttermilk breading, served with tequila lime slaw, spicy spread, and a barrel cured pickle on a Mexican concha roll. What the fuck? We got a Louisiana garlic 3-piece wings, fried chicken paired with a tequila infused sauce. Delivers a subtle kick, allegedly. Last but not least, spicy strawberry hibiscus lemonade mocktail.
Oh,
non-alcoholic.
You're good.
Only available in NYC, Miami, Philly, Kansas City, New Orleans.
What?
Yeah.
You mean the Klan handle isn't getting that?
Nah, this is new.
We want no part of it. No.
People that aren't in a participating area will get offered buy one, get one free chicken sandwiches or $5 off Don Julio. I don't want no fucking $5 off coupon.
I might take advantage of that buy one, get one sandwich, though.
Not a bad consolation prize.
No, not at all. So off of that menu, Greg, what if we were to get those here in town, what would be first on your list to try?
I'm going to get the wings and the drink because that concha sandwich sounds fucking silly. First of all, I saw a picture of it. I don't know, bro.
Aren't concha sweet? Aren't those the sweet?
That's
bread?
What I thought. Yeah,
that makes me mad. Listen, just a sidebar, real quick on this. We've been to Popeyes, maybe not together, but we've been to Popeyes. Listeners, picture your local Popeyes and picture the employees that work there. It's a good thing that we aren't getting this. Okay, those employees are in there twisted like a Wetzel pretzel. They be trying to drink the batter because it got Don Julio in it. They be trying to lick the slaw because it got Don Julio in it. This is a good thing for some of us in some of our areas to not get this because people go too crazy for this. James, off of that menu, what would you try?
I'm looking right now, and I guess that 3-piece wings, the Louisiana garlic 3-piece wings, because that concha sandwich sounds insane. Like, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to be. So I'm going to just stick with that three-piece wing and call it a cool.
I'd get the sandwich. And I wish, you know, I talked all that shit. But if we did get it, that'd be a great little video for the podcast Instagram page. Because I imagine if I take a bite into that sandwich, I'd immediately expel it. But I would do it for the listeners. I would do it for y'all.
Tequila lime slaw. Mm-hmm. Nah. Immediately, nah.
Well, coleslaw on its own. Coleslaw fried chicken, I can tolerate. Let me make that clear. I've grown up a lot. I'm an adult now. I can realize it. Some slaw paired with fried chicken is actually pretty good. You throw tequila in that bitch? Hold on. You mean to tell me if I bite into some nasty coleslaw, because it's Popeyes, let's be real. No. And then I taste tequila in it? No. No. Jail.
I'm going to tell you right now, I have not grown up, and I will not eat any coleslaw. So either way, if it's tequila or not, I'm not touching that.
Chat, boo this man.
I don't care.
It's
I ain't
touching it. It's okay. It's not for everybody. I mean, I'll admit, whenever I go to places like Cane's, I sub out the slaw. I don't even give it a shot.
Can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, I don't fuck with slaw, bro.
What?
Why are you booing me then?
Oh, why not, bro? I just heard opportunity.
Have y'all tried sweet slaw?
That just sounds crazy, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to. What is that, Miracle Whip? Instead of whatever the fuck they use in the other one? That's all right.
So the regular coleslaw, they use vinegar, and that's why it's so bitter. But then if you get sweet slaw, they put a little sugar in it.
Nah.
Okay, all right. I tried.
Not for me. Hey, you know, more for you, G. We're good on that.
So, no part.
Let me be clear. It is not my first side choice whenever I go out, but... If I get a plate and it's got coleslaw, I'm gonna give it a try. And if it's got vinegar in it, I'm gonna throw it at somebody. And if it's got sugar in it, I might eat it.
Listeners, you hear it here first. Wherever G goes, he orders coleslaw. First thing he finds.
He looking for it.
I will yell at each and every one of you. I promise, listeners, don't ever come at me with some coleslaw. You're gonna catch these paws.
I hope they just start sending coleslaw to you.
Yeah, I'll turn it into a business. I'll start selling them.
Use coleslaw or like some old coleslaw?
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a market for it. There's always a market for some. Before we get off of this, I wanted to ask you, what would, if you had to pair a fast food restaurant that you like with an alcohol, you don't have to come up with a menu because that's too elaborate, but what do you think would be a good pairing? So give me a liquor or and a fast food restaurant that you think could pair well together. I'll start. So give me Burger King and Hennessy. Why are you giggling, Greg?
I'm not. I'm grimacing, bro. I don't want to try that at all. I don't want to try anything from that menu, bro.
What?
I don't like Kenny though. That's my hang up.
You don't want no cognac whopper?
No.
Crazy.
Henny chicken fries? Fuck. Oh no.
Bro, I've already seen too many of these videos on Twitter with people making everything with Hennessy in it. Hennessy shrimp, Hennessy spaghetti, Hennessy fettuccine. Like, nah, I'm cool.
I guess I tried too late. All right, well, then give me your collab.
Damn, what would I do? Let's do something light. I'll do a Whataburger and, not vodka.
Oof.
Yeah, I thought about it for a second. I was like, oh, wait a minute. We'll do just some soju. That'll make it easier. It's a lot lighter.
Okay.
Even though it mess you up, but it's not as tough as vodka. For the morning, though, I don't play.
Give me a collab. I want to see McAllister's and Hendrick's gin. Because I drink it, and they pay me for it. You know what I mean?
that's a tough thing to come up with. To pair a liquor with a fast food joint, you got to be really creative. I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain. I thought, okay, well, maybe like rum, some kind of rum and Long John Silver's.
Oh, I'll be in that bitch. Even without it, but I'll be there.
What about, give me that Old English 40 and Arby's.
Fuck. Oh, God. You don't have to make a trip straight to the hospital afterwards.
Oh, no.
Heart just might stop.
Life's risk. We got that malt meat sandwich.
That's gross.
That's crazy, bro.
Ugh.
Malt meat pastrami.
Wow.
What are the meats?
Nasty.
We don't know. Neither does Arby's. boom, 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 boom. That's it. That's the commercial right there.
We don't know.
It's Arby's.
What's in your sandwich? I guess we'll never know.
Oh my goodness. Nah. But that is hard to like pair with liquor with something like that. But the Long John Silver ones, you should have started with that one.
Okay. Sorry, James. I forgot that there are some people in the world who still
eat. We got a little drunk at the crawfish boil a couple years back. You know, I do an annual crawfish boil with my college buddies. And I might have been zooted. I don't remember what I was on, but I do remember the conversation of what fast food restaurant has the best fries. And immediately someone said, Long John Silver's. Do y'all agree with that or no? Because no. They do got some fire ass fries.
They got good fries.
No, they don't have the best fries.
I wouldn't say the best, but they do have good fries.
So let me take you on a trip down memory lane. KFC, whenever they serve their potato wedges.
Fuck no, bro. Hell no.
It's too much potato.
You're too much potato.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I don't know what that means. Sorry. Got a little good. Popeye's got a good fry. Popeye's got a good fry.
Wingstop got good fries.
I'm going to stick with the... Bro, I love Wingstop fries, but after they disrespected me twice in a row, I don't know, man.
What they do? They left. They didn't give you fries or what?
Okay, so 3 times ago, they didn't put no seasoning on my fries. So this, you know, so 2 times ago, I said, "Hey, put a little extra seasoning on the fries, please." Get the fries home. 0 seasoning on the fries.
We got some for you.
I love it.
I'm like, all right, it was a mistake. Maybe they read no seasoning. I can forgive this. I went back again. I added extra seasoning again. And again, they put no seasoning on the fries.
Is it the same Wingstop?
Yes.
Somebody there is trying to get you.
Yeah, I guarantee that. Extra seasoning. No seasoning on this one.
Did I say Greg?
What's the name? Yeah, what's the name?
That's hilarious. Skinny fries, though. Any establishment that got skinny fries, I hate you.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like, what the fuck's the place down the street? Freddy's?
Hell no, bro. Them stupid ass little silly string fries. Get that shit out of my face.
I think they're cool.
I found that out the hard way at the fair one. The very first time I got like the fries, and I thought, you know, they gave me some fried fries. And there's some little fucking stringy bitches. I'm like, hey, I paid $15 for this. Like, what the fuck?
This ain't enough.
Yeah, like what are we doing here?
I don't need to bite into my fry and it's just like a potato crisp. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be some potato to it. Good food. I'm glad we circled back to food because this podcast was starting off hot on the food on the food train, and we kind of diverted from that. But I'm glad we found our way back because I know the listeners enjoy it.
Yeah, now I'm hungry. So there's that. I don't know what I'm gonna eat after this.
I didn't even get to do dinner yet. I came home from work and yeah, bro. Like I said, I fucking fell asleep. It was an accident, bro.
It never ends with this man. See what I mean? The excuses.
The guy that wants to record early was asleep. It almost missed. That's surprise. Crazy.
I didn't want to record early. G did.
This is true. This one's on me. Hand up for accountability. I am responsible for the early recording time.
I'd rather do it now than having to do a quick turnaround and edit it on Thursday night to post it on Friday. So
I'm keeping my good friend James in mind, Greg.
I wasn't. I get 2 naps a week, Monday and Tuesday. And the rest of the week, I go hard. You know, fuck that up for me.
Took one from you. Gave you a little baby ass nap today.
Sorry about that, but it'll be all right. Anyway, moving on. Jessica had another question for us, and she wanted to ask, what would be our own personal hell?
Oh,
this. Oh, go ahead, G.
No. I was gonna say I won't answer yet because I'm thinking. But this is gonna sound like my pet peeves. We've had a pet peeve episode before where we talked about it, so. Mine might sound very similar for those of you who are familiar with the episodes, but Greg, go ahead.
All right. I'm in a room. I'm covered in like 17 weighted blankets, but they don't feel good. They're kind of prickly. You know what I'm saying? And they got that video of Halsey singing Blink-182, I Miss You, on loop.
Has this happened before?
And it smells like fucking ass, bro. It just stinks in this room. That's my hell. And there's some white Republican in there with me. That's probably it.
I don't know why this sounds like. I don't know if you've seen the episode of Dragon Ball Super where Frieza's in hell and they have them strapped up to a tree and they have like happy shit just singing to them every day on the loop. This sounds like.
James, do you have yours queued up?
I don't. Go ahead if you have it.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think of shit that I can't stand for longer than, you know, seconds at a time. But I'm thinking.
I hate that that video of Halsey, bro. Have you heard it? Have you seen it? God damn, I want
to my fucking music. Well, that's getting bleeped out. I think, like, having my clothes wet, like, not damp to where it'll dry in a few minutes, but just being wet, like if I was outside for a quick rain shower or if my socks get wet. So I'm standing there wet socks. I can itch in the middle of my back that I can't get. Oh, all while listening to somebody smack while they eat.
Ah.
And being like having to shit, but you know it's not time. So it's just that feeling like if I go, nothing's gonna happen. But it's also like I know it's coming. If all those things were happening at once, I would ask the powers that be to just end it all.
Take me, please. I can't do it.
The combination of all those, yeah, that it fucked me up. Yeah,
for me, it'd be, you know, I'm just doing my thing at work, but this is like a constant loop just over and over again. I'm just doing my shit, and these old people keep coming around. Hey, you work here? My shit. Says it on the back, like it's big ass letters that where I'm working at, and I don't work here. I'm like, no, I don't. Oh, and then as soon as I turn right here, hey, you work here? And it's just a constant loop. Lose my fucking mind.
I used to have these dreams. I don't know if I've mentioned it. Whenever I used to bartend, that they'd leave me alone in the entire establishment, and I would have to wait on everybody. That shit, I would wake up like in a cold sweat, panicking. Cause I'd get so flustered in my dream that I'd wake up just in a weird state. But that, like, if you had me running around a restaurant nonstop and I was alone, that'd be tough too.
Yeah. Oh, and the second part too. Like, as soon as that little loop ends, it's someone's like working hard or hardly working. Ooh, I swear for God,
a very specific kind of person, James.
Yeah, I know.
There's only a handful of people of those.
Y'all know
people
who y'all are. I know y'all not listening to this, but y'all know who y'all are.
They're the same people that say, "Oh, they'll let anybody in here, huh?"
Yeah, exactly.
We've talked about that. We said their favorite sayings before.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
Anyway. Skating on thin ice, buddy.
Yeah.
Can't Greg, do you it, bro. Anything?
What'd you say?
I said, do you have anything? Because I got something else that I want to. It's gonna cut pretty deep. It may strike some chords. So I wanted to see if you got anything before I did that.
I didn't have anything prepared, but something that came up today. As y'all know, I work for the schools or whatever. You know, we had an influx of parents calling. I guess let me preface this. I work in a school. I work with the schools in a district where all the kids eat free for lunch. It's a great system we got, you know. It's unfortunate circumstance that leads a district to get to this threshold. I'm not going to lie and say it's a good thing that the kids eat free. I mean, it is that they eat free, but it's probably not good at home. But James's boy Trump froze up all federal grants and loans today. So I had parents calling trying to find out if their kids are still going to get fed. Mm. And I didn't know what to tell them. I was like, shit, I hope so. Shit, call me tomorrow, see if they eat. When they get home from school.
That's crazy.
But you know what I mean? We see what kind of shit he's got going on. And part of me, though, is like, you dumb motherfuckers just calling me voted for him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what do you want me to do? I had the poor girl up front. Do you know the answer to this question, Greg? Help? No. Not.
I had no answers.
Not going to help. I got no answers. I did my part. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on now. I found out later in the day that it doesn't affect us. So these kids are still going to eat, luckily for their parents. But it's just crazy. I mean, they asked me and I was like, I don't know. I've never seen anything like this before. Like, I mean, that's the shit that I'm going to have to keep saying probably for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very upsetting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw a video today on Twitter and it was this girl, probably like mid-20s or something like that. and she's crying and stuff. You know how they do it. She's crying on the videos and everything. She's saying, like, friends and stuff are, like, not showing up to work and not doing things because, they, you know, they can get poured or whatever. And she's like, this is not what I wanted when I voted for him. And I'm like, there you go. What did you expect? And as soon as she said that, I just closed the video. I was like, nah, I ain't trying to hear your tears.
Somebody once told me, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Mm. Shitty analogy to use in this sense. There is no prize. But if you understand it, then you understand it.
I
work in higher education, so I'm sure our phones are going to be ringing too, because federal grants, for those of you that don't know, that's FAFSA. For all of you who say FAFSA, you probably got it. Putting it out there. FAFSA has been impacted, if I'm not mistaken. And with the bills being due pretty soon, I'm sure there are going to be some people that are impacted by it. And all I'm going to say is this. If you weren't for it, I'm sorry.
And if you were?
You're welcome. I mean, I'm good. There was a big-ass pamphlet that everybody was posting everywhere. Thick-ass book saying, hey, this is what's going to happen. And people were like, no, that's not real. He won't even say the words. There's a reason, folks, because the moment he says it, it becomes real.
And now, if you compare what the thick-ass booklet said then versus to what's happening now, it's eerily similar.
But anyhow.
Sad. I'm glad those kids still get to eat.
Just crazy times we're in right now. Before you get into your thing, G, I have one more thing. Well, I have a few more things, but I'll let you get into your shit after this. So what is your – I don't know if I asked this or not before, but I'm going to ask – if I have, just let me know. What is your – would be your, like – no, I'm going to ask this one, actually. If you could have a superpower, but it had to be kind of useless, what would it be? Ooh. A useless superpower.
Like floating? You know, you can't fly. You just kind of hover?
It's just there.
Just like 3 inches above the ground.
Oh, man. For me – and I'm sure you've seen it on My Hero, the dude with the – elbow tape or whatever, but it's just like you know, you just have scotch tape on your thumb. It just
doesn't stick. It sticks for 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Man,
what's your power? I got scotch tape for thumbs. Oh, cool. It doesn't stick very long.
No, it don't work very good.
Great. Man, this is a good question. I don't know. Maybe like know how to correctly pronounce every word in the dictionary. That shit would be stupid.
Let me, like, Greg, please save us. You got a dictionary.
Onomatopoeia.
Expeditiously. You said that incorrectly.
He doesn't know what it means. He knows how to pronounce it. He's in the sentence. Of course I can. I'd like to order an expeditiously sandwich. So that's not correct. Doesn't matter. I know how to say it. Thank you.
Is that going to save this house from burning down? Oh, no, but no. Now you know how to say it.
Who do we call? Call Greg.
That's a great question. I'm thinking of another one, and it's like you can only teleport like to somewhere. So wherever you go, you're stuck there.
Oh, that was
you can't go back. It. And that applies anywhere. So like if I teleported to Tokyo, the only way I'm getting back home is if I book a flight.
It wouldn't be bad if you're just trying to go like stay at a place, but if you're trying to come back, yeah, that's when it would suck ass.
Okay, so never mind.
Oh, wait. To add to it, it happens when you're sleeping.
What? Well, I was gonna say you teleport, but wherever it takes you, the same amount of time it would to like drive there.
Oh, okay, that'd be good too.
Like, oh, yeah. I want to go to San Antonio, and I just close my eyes, or like I don't even close my eyes, I just kind of float.
Bro, you're just floating down the highway.
Or. I'm basically like invisible, but it's still taking me 6 hours to get there. That would suck.
Oh my gosh.
Great question.
But I can't think of another one right now, but if I do, I'm going to throw it out there.
Squirt water out of the end of your fingers like you used to do in the shower as a kid. Like it's not powerful enough to put out a fire or anything. It just drips. You're like a busted faucet.
Oh, it would suck too. Like now I'm just going off of My Hero, but like you turn into one of them like animorph things. Like you don't even have powers. You just turn into like some type of tiger human thing. That was just
no perfect. Super strength.
Yeah. You know,
you're just half cat now.
Not even the powers or anything.
No. Start hawking up hairballs. That one might be a good one for the Instagram page too.
I won't delete it so I can send it to you later. Also, you can post it.
So I'm going to shift gears. I'll save this one either for the next episode if we have time later. But I wanted to get to this story that happened a couple of days ago. So it's, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock, and I get a follower request on Instagram. And it's a dude that I've met one or two times in my life, and this was back in high school, so several years back. And I'm like, all right, cool. I go and I look at his page. He ain't got no posts, you know, several hundred followers, following several hundred people. So I'm thinking, okay, this is a legit account. It's not a spam account with his picture on it. I add him, and, you know, I end up falling asleep that night. And I wake up the next morning to a message talking about, you know what? Let's get right to the nitty gritty. I'll read the messages to you. Let me see where they're at. So, I don't know why I deleted the message, but I did. And he starts off by saying, hey, bro, what's up? How you been? I'm like, oh, good, bro. You know, just my wife and I had a kid. You know, moved to Lubbock. Things are all right. How about you? Oh, you know, just trying to make the most of my time holding up this wall, you know, looking for a way out. Everything all right? Y'all, you know, bro, sometimes I'd be thinking about ending it all. But I know God is just testing me and I'll come out the other side. So I'm sending screenshots to P. I'm like, okay, he's going through something, right? Maybe he lost, his wife left him or something. And then he asked another question. I can't remember what it was, but then he says, yeah, let me go ahead and get off the phone because if they catch me, I'm going to get extra time added. And I'm like, hold on. This man is using this contraband to message me. And he goes on to say, yeah, I just want to get a hold of my people, see if they can't put some money on my books because there's going to be some stuff I need here on the inside. Listeners, I couldn't tell you this man's last name. I still don't know without a shadow of a doubt where he went to high school at. I speculate it was a nearby town from where I went to high school. I couldn't tell you his mother's name just to prove that I do not know this cat like that. But I wanted to share with y'all. If you ever go to jail, please don't reach out to me via Instagram, especially if I don't know you that way. Basically, I got turned into a pen pal against my will. So I wanted to ask, based off of this little story, do you have somebody in mind that you would reach out to randomly if you got locked up? So someone not close to you, but someone that you've met before. But yeah, you know what? They were good people. I think I would send them a message and see what happens.
Man, I don't think so, bro.
I was trying to think. I was like, I don't even like talking to people. So that's for me to reach out to somebody. Like, well, okay. So to answer the question, one of my old teammates at Harden Simmons, and I haven't talked to this man in many moons. I'll probably just hit him up like, hey, bro, what's up? They caught me, you know, tax evasion. You got money for my books? Could you help me out a little bit? I'm in a tough spot. Maybe, but in reality, I'm not asking nobody like that.
Somebody random that I hadn't seen in a long time. Shit, no, bro. I don't think so.
It's just wild to me that this man, I don't know if he just created that Instagram account or if he's had it for a while, but the fact that he was just so confident, you know, real nonchalant, telling me about how he's going through some things and subtly plays to the fact that he's locked up. And then, yeah, but let me go ahead and get your phone number too, so that way I can call you. Mm. I said, or I didn't say, I didn't reply, but I just thought to myself, no, you're not finna get my number. And I said, I'm not finna send this man no money. And even James, to your point, this is a former teammate of yours. Yeah. So even true. If you haven't talked to him in a while, if you really didn't mess with him like that, still, he was on your team. This guy is random as hell.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I just couldn't reach out to just some, like, if it was somebody like I met in passing or like at a party or something like that, but I didn't really like talk to him. I couldn't just like look at him like, he was good dude when I met him that one time. Nah, I couldn't do it.
Scroll through all your followers and like, who do I remember? Who do I remember?
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, I can't do that, bro.
That's crazy. Insane. That's a crazy story, bro.
The fact that he risked extra time to message me, listen, I'm not going to say I'm flattered, but I'm flattered. I'm not going to be a sugar daddy, little man, but good luck to you in there. Good luck to you on the inside. If you're listening, here's your shout out.
That's crazy, bro. Crazy. Like, yeah, I just thinking about that, just getting some random message on Instagram. And that's was it like a message request or like it just went straight to your inbox?
So once I followed him back, you know, you can exchange messages, no problem. Mm-hmm. So he added me first, real smooth.
And then I was like, all right, yeah, cool, do whatever. I recognize you. Let me add you back. And then,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, brother, you got some money for some soap and cigarettes?
Got that money for me?
I mean, here's to get some honey buns.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I was crazy,
time, though, and I needed to reach out to somebody. I'd probably just hit my exes up.
Damn. They, I bet one of them will come through. At least one of them will come through.
I think so, bro. If I not, think so. Man.
Greg's good people. I give Greg a lot of shit, but I think if he was down bad in a pinch, people would show up for him, even the exes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, babe, I'm in the fucking bank, dude. I need some money for my...
He says babe, too. Babe. Good times we had. All I need is $5. Just come see me. And there's going to be someone right now there.
Oh, that'd be crazy, bro.
Whatever it takes.
I wanted to share that story with you all and the pod. Whenever it happened, I was borderline excited about telling this.
I thought you were going to say distraught. Like, what?
I was confused.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get nothing like that in my inbox, thankfully. I've had people I went to school with reach out after they got out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I'm like, well, even that, I thought was like, man, don't talk to me, bro. You know,
don't talk to me.
It's always the religious ones too. Like, hey, bro, God bless you. So like, what? Mm-hmm. Didn't you try to stab me in high school with a pencil?
Try to kill me, bro.
Didn't you bite kids?
Nah, I got like 10 messages on Facebook Messenger that I don't even look at because I know it's something along those lines. Of, hey, bro, it's been a minute. Hey, by the way, you got like $10? I don't. I got $10 for myself.
You know, it's 2025, right? You know,
yeah.
In this country? No.
Can't even afford eggs right now. You want me to send you $10? I can't. Dang. Sorry. Can't do it. Oh, shit. Okay, so this is the one I might have asked y'all already, but I'm going to ask y'all again just to make sure if I did or not. What would be your go-to? Well, let me rephrase this. So your vacation, partying, you don't know nobody. It's just you, the wife, whatever, whatever. And what would be the go-to karaoke song to sing to all these strangers?
I Stand Alone, Godsmack.
Oh.
Bro, just fucking kill the whole vibes, bro.
Nigga, I'll get tired
immediately.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be fucking pissed, dude.
No. Oh, shit.
I think the obvious answer is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
And why is that obvious?
I would do my best impression of Chris Tucker from Russia. I'll be right back.
Hey, real talk. I like whenever him and Jackie Chan duet on the other song. I think it's a Donnie. What's his name?
Oh, Rush Hour 3?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget what the song is called, but I know what you're talking about.
Is it Donny Hathaway? Closer I Am to You or something like that? That's a banger.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it.
Damn,
yeah.
Put that one out his ass.
Yeah. I couldn't remember, but that was fine.
Fact check that. Fact check, chat.
I think he's right.
Fact check.
I think what he's right.
Fuck? When did we start fact checking?
Fact check. Oh, man. Oh, what would I say?
Wait, am I right, G, or not? Did you check it?
Nah, I didn't check. I don't even know what song you're talking about. I can't remember Rush Hour 3.
I'll check it then.
Dude, but, Rush Hour 3 was good.
I'm not saying it was bad. I just, it's the least viewed in my Rush Hour rotation.
My nephew loves Rush Hour 2 because we watched it when he was like 3. And like, right, I deliberately,
for a child to like.
I vividly remember watching it with him. And like, he was 3, you know, he's a fucking toddler. And I try to pick him up, like, hey, let's go over here. And he, like, shook his head at me. He's like, I'm watching the movie. I'm like, all
right,
well.
Get on somewhere, bro. Get your around. You're right. It's Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's all right. I got my quiz coming up. We'll see how you do.
But right. I'm going to get the party going. I'm going to sing Inténtalo.
Does that song even have lyrics?
Yeah, lyrics, bro. get it crazy in there.
Get the party going. I thought you were going to say something about like DMX.
Nah.
Then you're going to sing.
Imagine.
Be like, James sing a thong song again. Get him off the stage.
Get him off the stage.
What's that Mary J. Blige song? It's in this dancery.
Oh, damn.
Oh, what is that song called?
I don't know, but I'd be in that bitch. I'd give myself the bob haircut and everything. Come on, everybody, get on now.
I'll sing the thong song. I'll go find me a fucking silk, just platinum wig and get up on there.
Nope, jail.
Real quick.
Jail.
Jail. Straight to jail.
Yeah, I call it a you know what threat.
Hey, yo.
I didn't say
it. Let me see my song.
I didn't say it.
Song of the week.
Listen, I'm going to take this moment to subtweet a listener. We could have had a sponsor, boys. He got cold feet. He backed out. Yeah, I sent him the details about, you know, how to sponsor. I said, you pay us anything. And we will plug you at least three different times.
Yeah.
He didn't do it. So if you're listening, which I hope you are, be a loyal listener, this spot is still reserved for you, my guy. Just waiting on you. All right, song of the week.
I just have my song too, and that threw me off.
Mine is Blast Boys by Gen 1.
That's like going crazy, banger, though. Dude. Yeah.
I don't know if it's Gen 1 or Gen 1, but it's Blast Boys.
Yeah, big that song going crazy.
Blast Boys. Big man. Fucking banger, bro. God damn. I'm gonna take it way back. I'm gonna say sipping on some syrup, 3-6 months.
Wow, yeah. Juicy Band Project Pet.
Yeah, bro, that shit go hard, bro.
It really does.
It does.
That beat comes on, I'm like, fuck, bro, this shit's crazy.
I was like, man, I could imagine sip being in the
group. Imagine sitting in the club when that came out, bro.
No,
acting up.
Look at them freaks getting down on the dance floor over there.
Oh shit! Mine is gonna be "Funny Thing" by Thundercat.
Interesting, interesting.
Oh, sorry.
All right,
I'll do better next week. Sorry.
It's time to embarrass Greg.
Fuck.
G's Quiz Corner is back again for another edition. Nobody sent questions, so I got my own bunch of no good, dirty, rotten, pig stealing great great grandfathers. All right, so I'll just hit you with a couple questions. All right, number one. Who is the best-selling solo artist of all time?
Michael Jackson.
Okay, that's one answer.
I feel like Michael Jackson's a trick answer. I feel like he wants us to say Michael Jackson because it's not.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong, but... I don't
know, number one best-selling artist of all time?
Best solo artist of all time, yes, sir.
I don't know, man. I really... I'm also going to say Michael Jackson. Fuck it.
Wrong, both of you. Dumbass. Elvis Presley.
I fucking knew Elvis, bro. But I was like, ain't nobody buying Elvis like that no more.
You ain't nothing but a hound. I'll give you an easy one this time. What was the name of Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee?
Bubbles.
That's it. Yeah, it was Bubbles.
Yeah, Bubbles. Yeah. Who won the first season of American Idol in 2002?
Hey, yo. What's that?
I'll give you a hint.
Kelly Clarkson?
Wow, what a pool. What a pool. I mean, y'all were both like 18, so not that impressive.
All right.
What the fuck?
All right. Who wrote the hit song I Will Always Love You, famously covered by Whitney Houston?
Celine Dion.
I think that's right. I think it's Celine Dion.
But you'd be wrong again.
Damn it.
It is.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Fuck yeah, you're right. Damn it. Oh, fuck.
All right. We're cooking now. Who is the lead singer of the band Coldplay?
Coldplay?
His name's Mike. Is it Mike? No.
Whitest band on earth.
You got me, bro.
Hold on. I know this.
I'm going to say his name is John.
Wouldn't be a bad guess.
I don't know, bro. I can't think of it. I'm thinking of the Kanye song where it says featuring and his name, but I can't think of it.
James.
Chris Martin.
Fuck.
Not when I got that.
He's related to Ricky Martin.
No. That has been G's Quiz Corner.
People like me that loca.
Listeners, please send us more questions. Otherwise, I'm going to have to keep stumping these boys. And I also want to participate. So send what you got.
Damn. I knew that Celine Dion was wrong as soon as I said it too. Fucking hell. Anyway. Whatever. I mean... We don't got a lot of sports, so we can just talk about the NFL real quick, and we can get up out of here.
Okay. I'm gonna stand by it. If I'm gonna be one thing, I'm gonna be consistent. Kansas City, There's too many things that point to them not getting the same rules as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I stand by it. You know, bias aside, hatred aside, shit doesn't seem like a level playing field. So, on with that, right? I've been rooting against Philly. It's the reverse jinx, but I can't bring myself to say I want blank to win. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Philly pulled it out. They look good. I hope they got enough in the tank. I'm rolling with the quarterback that is not married to a Trump supporter.
It's funny because more people are actually seeing this KC bias now after the shit that happened in the Bills game. Because I know there was, you know, some people like, nah, you know, is the game's a game. Refs call whatever they call. But then they saw some blatant, just nasty calls, bro. And finally, people are opening their eyes to like, okay, people might be onto something. And we've been saying it is that devil magic, and plus just these refs just helping this man out. I'm sorry to say, and I'm sorry if we have KC listeners, but don't act like this man is not getting help out there, because I ain't going to hear it. You're not going to play in my face like that. But shout out to Washington. They did what they could, but they gave up the ball way too many times. But shout out Saquon and Jalen, bro. Good for them, but I hope they beat the shit out of the Chiefs.
Facts.
That's all I got.
Yeah, you know I'm pulling for the Chiefs. I will say, at what point does Josh Allen not fight the refs though, bro? How many times is he gonna let them do this to him? You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm saying.
Like, I think Josh Allen can beat Mahomes. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally the fucking refs playing with his life at this point. Like, that's like four
in a row
AFC championships that he's that these four fucking guys in zebra shirts have altered his life. I wouldn't be sitting on the bench sad. I'd be in their fucking face talking about, where your mom at? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What would you ask her, Greg? What would you ask her? Does she what?
Does your mother sew? You didn't sew this?
Yeah, I would definitely air that bitch out.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's crazy. Just year after year, you're getting screwed over by, I would understand if you get beat, cool. But to get beat in that fashion is just so, it's crazy. Just insane.
Yeah, he's not getting blown out. I mean, maybe there's been games where he's gotten blown out by Mahomes, but I mean, in my recent memory, they're close games.
Yeah.
I want them to beat the Eagles. I've hated the Eagles since they beat the Steelers, which is why I hated the Bills. I don't know how the Chiefs are going to handle Saquon, though. I don't know if they've played anybody that can run the ball like that. Mm-mm. I've been thinking, I mean, they played who in the first round? The Texans?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon ain't like that no more, bro. And then they played the Bills. Cook was good, but he wasn't no Barkley, you know what I mean?
He went off. He had a great game.
Yeah, he still had like 100 yards, I think.
That's what I'm saying, but he's not. I mean, if he did that, it was Barkley.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I want the Chiefs to win. I think the Eagles are going to put up a better fight than they did last time. I think they could pull it off.
I hope so. I'm just in disbelief, man. I can't believe this is happening. We got a rematch. We're talking about a potential three-peat. Like, the shit hasn't happened. This is new, unexplored territory. There's a reason this shit doesn't happen. It takes something other than talent and good luck for this to happen. And you know what that is? That's having Goodell and his boys in the black and white stripes in your ass.
And you know, we say except for Greg, he wants the Chiefs to win, but we say we want the Eagles to win, but we know how this is going to go.
Mm.
If it's a close game, we know how the ball's going to fall.
Mm-hmm. I'm there for the Super Bowl, or not the Super Bowl. I'm there for a halftime show.
Yeah, me too. I've seen on Twitter too, like people are like, I'm not even watching the Super Bowl, bro. I already know who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch the halftime show, but that's it.
Hey, who's coming out with Kendrick, Greg?
I don't give a fuck. I don't know who's coming out with him, bro.
SZA.
Oh, SZA. Oh, yeah. Damn. I'm not going to watch it. So,
you're not going to watch the halftime show or the game?
I'll probably not watch the halftime show.
Big hater. Real quick before we close out, what is a commercial prediction? What do you think? For, you know, these big like Doritos or whatever, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know, man. That's a tough one because I feel like they get pretty creative. And then now with AI, there's really no telling. I hope they get the guys from what is it? I Think You Should Leave, or the Detroiters, the white dude and the
yeah, those guys.
Oh. I hope they get them two together in a commercial spot because they're funny.
I bet.
Go ahead, James.
Temu has like a fucking like ad that just sits there for like a good 5-10 minutes and says scan the QR code or some bullshit like that, like they did last time.
Just call that place
Temu.
Is it not Temu?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know either. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you're good. I don't know. But I bet they have some type of ad like that. Or what the fuck? Doritos is having like a contest, so they have three people that they have that are gonna have a commercial, and I saw the three commercials, and one is like a charades one, and they're trying to see like spell out Doritos, and there's like Doritos and stuff like that, and then the other one was like it was this barbershop, and Buddy's cutting dude's hair, and he has Doritos in his fingers, and you know he's talking and shit, and dude just licks his finger. Oh. Fucking crazy. I don't even know what the last one was. It was like some alien one, so one of those three. I hope the barbershop one wins. That one's fucking hilarious, but that's all I can think of.
Y'all remember that movie When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan. I saw on Twitter that they announced that they're getting together for something iconic. And people were speculating that it's a Super Bowl commercial. And he's probably going to say, I'll have what she's having. Or now you can have what she's having. So something like that. Probably going to happen. And things that I would like to see happen. I hope I see the announcement of Godzilla Minus 2, baby. God, she will be lit.
Oh, shit. Have they been talking about that?
No, it's not even a thing. I would just like to see that.
Oh, okay.
If it got announced, the damn sure wouldn't be in the States, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be cool, bro. With a Godzilla Minus 2 announcement. They'd show like an AI Godzilla wrecking an AI Super Bowl arena.
It would be dope. I feel like Japan wouldn't announce it on our Super Bowl thing. That's the only thing.
Nah, they wouldn't.
All right. But, well, we may get another episode before the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe we can dive a little deeper into some of the ins and outs. But in the meantime, in between time, this has been episode 52, James, Greg, and myself back at it again. Hoping to be more active on the Instagram. I promise it is a goal of mine. @BruiseAndBanter_pod. Follow, interact, if we post questions. We really appreciate it. Send in some topics, all that good stuff. Continue to like, share, follow, download, subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Our numbers are growing. That's really cool to see. Really appreciate y'all. Really love the support. Thank all of you really and truly, dearly. But with that, guys, what do you have before we wrap this up?
Anime Corner Pod dropped the episode on Tuesday, and there'll be another one coming out. Well, y'all already have the second episode when this drops, so check out my two episodes this week.
Get informed. Know your rights. If Ice starts fucking with you, I'm hoping Ice takes me and fucking sends me to Mexico, bro. I'm gonna fucking sue this country for so much fucking money, bro. I want them motherfuckers to take me, bro. I'm gonna purposely not show them my ID. I'm getting the fuck out this country for 2 weeks. I'm coming back with a motherfucking vengeance, bro. I'm about to own Trump Tower, bro, when I get back in this motherfucking bitch. I swear to God. So know your rights. That's it.